Tune in for Weekend Talk That Matters, only on KFNX.
Nessun Dorma from the opera Turandot. I will conquer, I will conquer. Welcome to Healthy Vision, the talk radio show to help you conquer your vision loss. Dr. Edward Kondra is a board-certified ophthalmologist and homeopathic doctor, author of two best-selling books, and sought-after speaker. Healthy Vision is dedicated to bringing you the latest information for a lifetime of healthy sight and to help you conquer your eye problems. And now, your host, Dr. Edward Kondra.
Welcome to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondra. And today is my birthday, and I couldn't think of a better way than being on the air, sharing some exciting information with all the listeners. And I'm broadcasting live from Rincon Beach in Puerto Rico. And there's a tremendous interest in microcurrent in Puerto Rico. And next weekend, I'm giving the first two-day workshop on microcurrent to a group of integrative doctors here in Puerto Rico, so that's kind of exciting. And for those of you that missed the gala last weekend, it was a phenomenal event. We had 20 of the top alternative doctors give amazing presentations, information on how you can improve your health and stay healthy. And if you want more information, you can order a set of DVDs. We recorded all the speakers, and we have a phenomenal set of DVDs of all the recordings and also MP3 files. If you're interested, give Lisa Platt, our executive secretary of AHIMA, a call. You can reach her at 602-263-3589. That's 602-263-3589. And, of course, you can always call our office for more information at 800-430-9328. That's 800-430-9328. And as I mentioned, today is my birthday, and we are going to be talking about medicinal marijuana. Is it an excuse to get high, or does it actually have medical value? And, no, I am not high. I know it's my birthday. I'm not doing marijuana. We're discussing the medicinal use of marijuana. And actually, I had an expert with me on the show, and it was quite a surprise to meet this individual because he is a board-certified ophthalmologist, just like myself. And I have investigated medical marijuana. Many of my patients ask me, can it be a benefit for glaucoma? And my research indicated that it really didn't have much value. When I met this gentleman, he tried to convince me that it has amazing medicinal value, and that's one of the reasons why I have him on the show. And Dr. Robert Dodson, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Thank you, Ed. Happy birthday to you.
Thank you for asking
me to participate. I want to have a disclaimer, though. I don't know that I'm an expert, but I have learned a lot in the past couple of years.
Well, and you also have, some amazing credentials. You're on the faculty at a major university. You're a clinical instructor. So, you're not some, hideaway ophthalmologist. You have an active practice. So
yes.
Maybe if you could share with us a little bit about your background and how you got interested in medical marijuana. And you know what? I don't want you to go back to college when you were smoking weed. I want you to let's talk about the present.
Believe it or not, I never did actually smoke it in college because in the South where I trained, that was always a risky issue. So drank too much. I can confess to that. But I had really never.
Well, I don't know. I don't know about that. That's what Bill Clinton had to say too. He never inhaled it. So he's from the South.
I hope I'm not in the same boat.
All right.
Anyway, I had a private practice of my own and did LASIK and cataract surgery for years in East Tennessee. And a couple of years ago, that proved to be just financially unsustainable. So more and more solo practitioners in all fields are really being forced out of practice by the changes in reimbursement and the oppressive regulatory atmosphere we're in. But anyway, I relocated to the Northwest, and a friend and I traveled to India, and much to my amazement, cannabis grows wild there, 10-foot tall in the ditches for miles. And my friend who was with me has bad shoulders, has chronic pain, and said, you know, I'm going to try eating some of these leaves and see what that does for my pain. So we stopped, and she did indeed try some, and immediately her pain went away. And this is the first time she's been pain-free in a decade. And she didn't want to take any opiates and that kind of thing for obvious reasons. But when we returned to the Northwest, you know, we began to explore and look into cannabis, and it was a real awakening to me.
So that was your first experience. She had a friend of yours had a tremendous relief of pain. And then, so what happened next? Did you start doing research on?
When we got back and proceeded to get become legal by seeing a consulting physician that does recommendations for medical cannabis, and got that, and began to explore the uses of that, and I became so interested in it that I started working some on the side in alternative medicine clinics where they do actual examinations for medical recommendations. So the more patients I saw and the stories I heard, the more incredible it seemed to me that this had been hidden by mainstream press, mainstream medicine tries to cover this up. You know, it's just one of those frustrating things. You know, you've been an alternative medicine doctor for years, and you know how frustrating it is to get past roadblocks thrown up by, let's say, the establishment.
Yeah, well, you know, it's interesting because being president of the Arizona Homeopathic Integrative Medical Association, that issue came up with our Arizona members. And I don't recall who in the organization did some research, and he concluded that it really didn't have any strong medicinal value. I'm sure that many of the conservative listeners are going to think, well, yeah, people come into your office, they're, you know, they're presenting with all these complaints, you know, just to get a prescription for medical marijuana. So maybe we can talk a little bit about, you know, what exactly, I mean, you're not talking about people smoking the marijuana. You're talking about them taking it in an herbal form, a tincture form.
Sometimes they do smoke it. We encourage using a vaporizer, though, because it's healthier. But often these people are simply using it in an edible form, whether it's baked into something or in butter or oil or tincture. Drops can be made. There's all manner of ways to ingest it. And it's really not about getting high. It's about the medicinal properties of the plant. And you have to realize, which I didn't know, was that, you know, cannabis has been a medicine for humankind for the past 7,000 years that we know of, maybe 8,000. It has a long history of use as both a medicine and years ago for spiritual applications, but even the Bible cites anointing oils and stuff, and it appears on examination of original language that this is talking about cannabis. So it's really a remarkable plant. It's a natural thing for the believers amongst the listeners. You know, God put that here just like he put us here. And it's not a dangerous drug, unlike what you've been told since you were a kid.
Well, we're coming up to a break right now on Healthy Vision, and you're listening to Dr. Edward Kondrat, and my guest, Dr. Robert Dodson. And it is my birthday today, and we're talking about medical marijuana, and I am not high. We would like to hear from you. If you have questions regarding medical marijuana, you can reach us at 602-277-KFNX. That's 602-277-KFNX. Or you can reach us toll-free at 866-536-1100. 866-536-1100. And when we come back, we're going to be talking about maybe the top five uses of medical marijuana. We'll be right back after this break.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a 2-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Are you looking for an alternative solution to treat glaucoma? Losing your memory? A recent study published in the journal Ophthalmologica showed that oral citicoline might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. 41 patients with a diagnosis of progressing glaucoma received citicoline for 2 years. At the end of that study, the group that received citicoline had a much slower rate of visual loss. This study indicates that supplementation with oral citicoline might significantly slow down glaucomatous rates of progression. Citicoline has also been shown to improve memory and slow the rate of dementia in Alzheimer's disease. Dr. Kondrat has formulated a new product that not only has citicoline, but other key ingredients to improve your vision and memory. Try his new product for 3 months and see the difference. Dr. Kondrat's vision and memory product is now being offered at a 20% discount. Call 800-430-9328 for more information. Call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. Begin to change your vision and memory now. 800-430-9328.
If you listen to the buzz from online brokerage firms, managing your investment portfolio is easy. What they don't tell you is that effective management requires a considerable investment of time. The mutual funds tell you to buy and hold and let the market take care of you. Well, how's that strategy done for you recently, huh? If managing your own investment nest egg hasn't delivered the results you hoped for, it's time to get serious and talk to Arlington Capital Management, a registered investment advisory firm managing portfolios in excess of $500,000. Their proactive asset allocation strategy, or PAS, keeps you ahead of the curve and your money working hard, so you have more time to concentrate on other areas of your life. Learn about their unique investment model at arlington-capital.com. That's arlington-capital.com. Or call toll-free 855-471-5796. That's 855-471-5796. Arlington Capital Management, managing wealth to enjoy life.
Log on and listen live. 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and we're talking about medicinal marijuana. Is it an excuse to get high, or does it actually have a therapeutic effect? And with me is Dr. Robert Dotson, an ophthalmologist and a believer in the use of medical marijuana. So, Dr. Dotson, before we talk about the five top indications for medical marijuana, I thought maybe you could explain briefly what is the pharmacology, how does it work in the body, how does it produce a beneficial effect?
Well, this is the remarkable thing about this whole thing, and much of this is still being studied, but the human organism, in fact, all animals have inherent in their systems what we call cannabinoid receptors, and we produce our own endocannabinoids. The chemicals that come out of a cannabis plant are called cannabinoids, and they mirror and look much like the endocannabinoids that we make ourselves. So this is a very natural chemical agent that can do several things. It actually balances out, if you will, the autonomic nervous system. I know Ed and the integrity physicians are real aware of how important the autonomic nervous system is and how when that gets out of balance, it causes all sorts of diseases downstream. But there are two main types of cannabinoid receptors in a human organism, CB1 and CB2 that we know of, and they are predominantly located in brain and spinal cord and in the immune system. So when that system is triggered for whatever reason, it can either inhibit excited neurons downstream or accentuate depressed nerves downstream. So it balances this autonomic system to be more in tune, if you will. And when you look at integrative medicine, a lot of this energy medicine, acupuncture, all these different energy forms are really what they're doing is rebalancing the energy system of the body. And this, we have that system built in us, and this plant naturally fits into that system.
Well, you know, it's kind of interesting. I'm a big believer in balancing the autonomic nervous system and so many things that I do in my practice with microcurrent light therapy.
Balance
the autonomic nervous system, and I really believe that the body has an innate natural ability to heal, but unless you balance it, it's not capable. So it sounds to me like that is one application that, you know, makes sense, and if it can do it effectively without any side effects.
Yeah, then, that's the amazing thing. No one's ever died from an overdose of cannabis. Which is amazing.
Now, let's talk about that you have found to be, you know, the top five indications, because your practice, you see a lot of folks coming in. I mean, what are they requesting marijuana for?
Probably the number one thing is pain. Number two in my area, I'm in an area where we have a lot of wounded warriors. We have an explosion in PTSD up here, post-traumatic stress. And these are probably the two leading things I see in the patients coming in for cannabis recommendations. Following that would be cancer-related issues. Many people go through conventional chemotherapy or radiation, have terrible problems with nausea and pain, and this is a miracle for these folks. They can eat, they can get rid of the nausea, and get rid of their pain. I see a lot of patients with migraines, chronic headache issues. I see quite a few patients up in this area, it's amazing, with multiple sclerosis. And I've seen, since I've been up here, I've seen quite a bit of ALS, amyotrophic lateral sclerosis, or Lou Gehrig's disease. And all these are immune dysfunctions, if you will. And cannabis is a great help for these. So,
no, it's really
more issues.
But. It's really interesting. You gave me, you know, your top five list, and here you are, an eye doctor.
Yes.
And you haven't mentioned medical. You know, the use for glaucoma, because every day goes by, you know, somebody's asking me, know, about marijuana for glaucoma, and I would like to know the answer, because I have a lot of glaucoma patients who are losing their vision, who are not adequately controlled with standard functional eye drops. So
I recently had a young MD, radiologist, self-referred herself for evaluation because she'd just been diagnosed with glaucoma, and she chose natural healing as opposed to the pharmaceutical drug. I've seen two or three others. It's not touched on much. It's forbidden to talk about it in an academic setting. The Academy has decided that it has no value, but there are very few studies that have been done. The studies I have been able to find have shown intraocular pressure drops of up to 40%. Some of the studies were done with pharmacologic or synthetic preparations of various aspects of marijuana, which do not work as well as the plant, because the plant has a balanced mix of different compounds in it, what we call THCs, CBDs, and related things. So the drive, of course, has been to industrialize, commercialize this product by creating one chemical, patentable, sellable product like Marinol and some others. And they don't work as well, especially when they go head-to-head against the plant, as the real thing. So is that helpful?
Well, I agree with you that, you know, Big Pharma is trying to isolate, you know, one active ingredient so they can patent that ingredient and make money. And I also agree with you that most of the medicinal plants, it's a full spectrum in terms of the pharmacological ingredients. You know, it may not just be one isomer of the cannabis. It could be a combination. You know, the analogy is vitamin C. You know, have you seen a positive effect in your practice? So would you recommend for me to start using it to treat glaucoma?
I would add that to my armamentarium if I were in a place where it was legal to do so. A solo practitioner can do that. Nobody in academia can do it. Nobody in these big institutional multi-specialty groups can probably do it. So it's going to be very difficult to get past it. Part of the problem has been that the U.S. government and others have blocked serious research into this for the past 70 years. Now, that dam is broken. It's breaking now. And there are nearly 3,000 good research papers coming out around the world every year now on cannabis. Mm-hmm. What is needed, of course, is to do some good study on glaucoma and some of these other issues. But the problem is, it's very difficult to get past Well, let's just say the powers that be.
Yeah, well, we're coming up to another break. We're coming up to another break on Health and Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. With me is Dr. Robert Dotson, and we're talking about medical marijuana. And we'd like to hear from you. Give us a call at 602-277-5369, and we'll be back after this break. Okay.
This is the Blaze Radio News. I'm Dave Perkins.
Ensure that we have policies in place that allow people with mental health issues like these to be diagnosed and to be treated.
Republican Senator John Thune on CBS Face the Nation talking about 22-year-old Elliot Rogers' shooting spree in California.
I think that's something on which there is agreement, and that's where we ought to be focusing our efforts.
The killer, the wealthy son of a Hollywood director, and yes, parents concerned about his mental health and weapons, as Sheriff Paul Brown of Santa Barbara County reports on the same program.
I think they actually probably spoke to him about the weapons. I'm not sure that an actual weapons check was conducted.
The son of Richard Martinez among the dead, and Martinez among those calling for gun control.
They talk about gun rights. What about Chris's right to live?
The killer's father, Peter Roger, director on the Hunger Games movie series, also calling for gun control, blaming politicians and the NRA. Europe beginning to echo with an old, ugly, familiar sound, anti-Semitic violence. Here's the Blaze Radio's Chris Vermillion.
A shooting at the Brussels Jewish Museum leaves three dead and critically injures a fourth. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu is blaming anti-Israeli attitudes in Europe. Netanyahu saying this act of murder is the result of constant incitement against Jews and their state. The Times of Israel reporting that the Belgian Prime Minister says his nation is united, faced with this hateful attack. I'm Chris Vermillion, The Blaze News.
Meanwhile, Pope Francis visiting in the Holy Land, calling the stalemate in peace efforts unacceptable, referring to the state of Palestine in the official program. The Pope calling President of Palestine Mahmoud Abbas a man of peace. This Pope, the first pontiff to travel to Bethlehem straight from Jordan, without passing through Israel. I'm Dave Perkins. This is News on the Blaze Radio Network. Truth lives here.
Hi, everybody. Jim Howell from the KFNX Weather Center. With temperatures in the 70s and 80s up north, we know a lot of folks are up there. Please drive carefully on the way home. For the Valley, 95 today. Then Memorial Day tomorrow, we're 100. Jim Howell, Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Currently, in downtown Phoenix, it's 95 degrees.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Retire without worrying about money. Wouldn't it be great if you could retire without having to worry about running out of money? Wayne Candace, the top financial advisor in the country for MetLife, also a certified financial planner practitioner and host of Your Financial Plan, can help. Wayne will even meet with you one-on-one, free of charge, to help you develop a strategy that fits your lifestyle. Stop wondering if you'll have enough to retire on. Schedule your no-cost financial strategy session with Wayne Candace today. Call 480-ON-TAP-88 now. Due to high demand, a limited amount of appointments are available. Call to book yours before we book up. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88. The plan for your retirement and financial future is only a call away. Dial 480-ON-TAP-88. That's 480-ON-TAP-88. Metropolitan Life Insurance Company, securities, products, and investment advisory services are offered by MetLife Securities, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC, and a registered investment advisor. MLIC and MSI. Fire MetLife Companies.
Call Dr. Kondrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Kondrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Kondrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
Independent Talk, 1100 KFNX.
Welcome back to Healthy Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat. And today is my birthday, and I'm calling you from Puerto Rico. topic this evening is medical marijuana. Is it an excuse to get high? And no, I'm not high. I'm here in Puerto Rico, and probably after the radio show, I'm going to have a good Puerto Rican rum to celebrate my birthday. But right now, I got to get through this. And we do have a couple knocks on the door. We have Patty from Mesa. Patty, welcome to Healthy Vision.
Well, hi. I want to say that it's also my daughter's birthday today, and I want to wish you a very happy birthday.
Well, your daughter must be wonderful.
She is. You've got that right. Back in the late 60s, early 70s, I tried marijuana. And the experience I had with it was not one of pain-free. Of course, I didn't have any pain, but it was as if I couldn't sink any lower than I was on the floor or in the chair. It was my meat was falling off my bones, it felt like. I mean, just there was that feeling. And also, I was aching. It just made me ache, and I would want to move about, but just didn't have the gumption to do that. Can you explain why I reacted that way to it?
Well, you know, everybody reacts differently from a drug, and a lot is dose dependent. So it could be that you maybe had a higher dose than what your body could tolerate. But I'll let Dr. Robert Dotson answer that. Dr. Dotson, do you want to take a shot at that?
I'll get a shot at it. I agree with you, Ed. The problem with it, and I see being an old baby boomer myself, you know, I see a lot of my cohort coming through the office, and many of them have not had that they can remember having a good experience. And they're not there to be hired. They don't want to duplicate that. But the problem is, looking back, we don't really know what you were smoking, what was in it. The problem I see today is a lot of the street drugs and stuff are contaminated with all sorts of unknown things, extenders and other chemicals. Some of these drug gangs are salting the marijuana with speed and heroin and everything else. So that's the problem with having an illegal kind of product that's driven underground. So then you get the criminal element that corrupts the product, and you don't really know what you're getting. So having a medical marijuana system that recognizes that, yes, this is medicine, yes, this has medical application, you can get much higher grade and more predictability, purity of the product. So here in Washington State, and I know it's the same in Colorado, the products that are out there, and there's a huge array of these things, are analyzed now to tell what percent THC is in them, what percent CBDs are in them, and that allows you to choose a mix which best fits your needs. So if you're having pain now, you can go with a high CBD preparation of some kind and get relief without being high, without feeling like you're stoned or can't get off the floor. Does that help?
Yes, it does. Thank you very much. It was probably toxic reaction.
Tell your daughter happy birthday.
Yes.
Oh, I will. Thank you, Dr. Conrad.
Thank you. And we have another knock on the door. We have Barb from Denver. And Barb, maybe you can give us the true facts about medical marijuana.
Well, we it's available here, that's for sure. So I don't have a problem with getting it. I have glaucoma, and it's normal pressure glaucoma. My pressure is between 14 and 18 on my medication. I'm still going blind. I'm still getting blindness in my eyes, even at that pressure. And my doctor has wanted me to get my pressures down to 10, but I've had four failed procedures in one eye, and nothing seems to work. And so I was and I asked him about medical marijuana, and he said he's concerned that the rebound effect of, you know, that it would lower the pressure, but then rebounding would not be good for the optic nerve. And so I wondered about that. Also, I have low blood pressure, and it also lowers the blood pressure, and I didn't want to have even, you know, less blood flowing, nourishing the optic nerve. And so I was kind of wondering how those things, you know, how if it was worth it to try it or not.
Well, one thing is that any pharmaceutical a product that you take, including traditional eye drops, you'll have a rebound effect. You know, it'll lower your pressure, and then sometimes it gets a little bit higher.
Yeah.
And I think you're on top of things when you're talking about your blood pressure, because certainly we like to see glaucoma patients with their pressures a little bit higher. But
I know mine runs about 98 over 58, so I don't want it, you know, significantly lower than that, because I don't think that would be good for me either. And I've heard that marijuana does lower your blood pressure also. I don't know how significantly, though.
Yeah, but I would try to get that blood pressure up, maybe increase the salt in your diet, drink a lot more fluids, because we want to perfuse the optic nerve as much as we can.
Yes.
And then in my practice, we're doing things like microcurrent, light therapy. All these things can lower the pressure and improve circulation to the optic nerve. So I would go to my website.
No, I have a conference call scheduled with you in the 1st of June, so we're going to talk about that.
All right, we'll talk a lot about that. But let's have Dr. Dodson give his opinion on lowering the blood pressure, rebound effect, and how much of an effect does it have
exactly.
on pressure?
Yes, thank you.
Our biggest problem is there's no good studies have been done. Not enough good studies have been done. But here's some observations about cannabis. The CBDs are proven to be both neuroprotective and neuroregenerative. So that's important for a glaucoma nerve.
Oh, yeah, say that again. Neuroprotective.
Yes.
And neurodegenerative.
That's correct.
So that means it protects the nerve from additional loss, and it helps the nerve to regenerate. So, Barb, I would make a note of that.
Yes. And marijuana does drop blood pressure, but it's more in an orthostatic hypotension sense. So that, you know, if you're laying down and stand up quickly, your blood pressure can drop briefly, but it typically comes back to your normal. You see what I mean?
Okay.
And that's not the same on everybody. The other thing it does, it increases heart rate, and it actually increases ocular blood flow. So,
okay. You
know, we don't have any studies we can go to. You can't go to the county of ophthalmology and they're going to say, yeah, do this. But we know from a bunch of studies that are already out there that it's neuroprotective, neuroregenerative, it's anti-inflammatory, and it increases blood flow to the nerve. So when you put all that together, it sounds like it would be useful.
Yes, it does.
I also have
another question. What if I just go into some head shop in Boulder and ask a doctor to write me a prescription for medical marijuana? I mean, how do I know that they are specifically going to know the dosage for me for glaucoma? So what would be the dosage for that?
This is the problem, Bob. We don't have enough studies to be able to peg it down to a dose like you would a pharmaceutical agent. This is more of a natural thing. But, number one, if you go into a head shop, so-called, for the recommendation, I don't know how it is in Colorado, but I assume you have to go see a physician of some kind to get an approval. Is that correct?
Well, what I was told, and I haven't done it yet because I'm still trying to weigh my options, but what I was told was you just go into a head shop in Boulder, and then they have a doctor or can recommend a doctor that works with them that will then write you a prescription so you can get it.
Well, you know what, Barb, what I would do is really, you know, whatever dosage you get, is to have your pressure monitored. In other words, get a pre-smoking pressure, and then hours later get the pressure checked to see what kind of effect it has. And you may want to work with my doctor, or, you know, if you come to Florida, I'd be happy to spend all day with you. I'm not going to get high with you, but I'll check your the whole day. This is something I want to learn. I want to know, does it help patients with glaucoma? So we're coming up to another break, folks, and we'll be right back with more discussions on medical marijuana.
Independent Talk, 1100, KFNX.
A new approach to dementia and Alzheimer's is finally available, and it's under your nose. Yes, the answer to these two devastating diseases is right under your nose, or should I say, in your nose. A published study shows that intranasal light, a laser light placed in your nose, can reverse symptoms of Alzheimer's and Parkinson's. In 30 days, over two-thirds of the patients had an improvement of symptoms. This treatment can also help with headaches and memory problems. Treatment is simple with a small laser light placed in your nostril. The laser light bathes the blood vessels in the nose, which then travel to the brain. This treatment is documented to reduce inflammation and stimulate activity of cells. This simple, portable treatment device can be used daily. For more information, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or visit healingtheeye.com. The answer is right under your nose. 800-430-9328. 800-430-9328.
Get started with MCS. Want to learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health? Many alternative doctors feel that microcurrent treatment is a safe and effective way to change your body's energy to relieve pain and stimulate healing. It is now known that electrical activity occurs at the cellular level and that there is deficient electrical activity around areas of disease such as tumors, inflammation, or areas of poor blood flow. Disease is a lack of electrons. Let microcurrent put them back into your body. We are now offering a two-day training workshop for the public on how microcurrent can benefit you. This course will teach you the basics to begin using microcurrent for yourself and your family. This program will be held at the American Medical College of Homeopathy in Phoenix, Arizona, and the Florida Wellness Center. Please call the office at 800-430-9328 for more information. That number again, 800-430-9328. Get started on using microcurrent now. Call this number, 800-430-9328. Learn more about microcurrent and how it can improve your health. Call 800-430-9328.
Lately, more and more nutritionists are discovering that beets are a superfood that offers powerful health and nutritional benefits. Can red beets help eye disease? Studies indicate that red beets are the richest source of dietary nitrates. It's these dietary nitrates which the body converts into nitric oxide. Nitric oxide can open up the blood vessels in the body, increasing blood flow and oxygen specifically to places that are lacking oxygen. Nitric oxide is a molecule that dilates blood vessels, allowing more oxygen and nutrients to fuel every cell in your body, including your eye. Neo40 is a patented breakthrough in nitric oxide delivery to boost the efficiency of the body's nitrate pathways so that more nitric oxide is available when and where it's needed. Each Neo40 lozenge is roughly equivalent to 6 red beets. For more information on Neo40, call 800-430-9328 or go to healingtheeye.com. That's 800-430-9328 or healingtheeye.com. You can beat eye disease now. Call 800-430-9328.
Divorce is a serious thing. To the extent that you can save your marriage, you should. No one knows that better than the attorneys at Cordell & Cordell.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
As many of you know, we represent men in domestic relations cases. And most of our clients are captive to a process they didn't choose. If they could have, they would have saved their marriage. But their wives told them they want out. Suddenly at issue are the assets they've been a lifetime accumulating. What's more important, their role in their children's lives. If you're confronted with a marriage you can't save, we hope that you'll consider Cordell & Cordell.
By the way, unless you're in Missouri or Illinois, I'm not licensed in your state. But that's okay.
Our attorneys in your state are.
Call Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Arizona attorneys, a partner men can count on. 602-995-6666. That's 602-995-6666. Offices in Scottsdale, Chandler, and downtown Phoenix. 7150 East Camelback Road, Suite 444, Scottsdale, Arizona, 85251.
Visit us online at 1100KFNX.com.
Welcome back to House of Vision. This is your host, Dr. Edward Kondrat, and with me is Dr. Robert Dotson, and we're talking about medical marijuana. Is it an excuse to get high, or does it have a therapeutic role that can be extremely beneficial for many conditions? We talk about pain, traumatic stress syndrome, cancer, migraine headaches, multiple sclerosis. So, Dr. Dotson, this is the last segment. I wonder if you could give us some closing comments on folks out there that might be interested in exploring this option.
The monitoring app is disconnected. Our caller from Colorado. Firstly, to be evaluated, I think the patient ought to have a private face-to-face conversation with a physician to determine if this is right for their needs and if this is really what they need. It's good for the consulting physician to go over all the medical records to help support the diagnosis and the recommendation. And one of the arguments that's been by the non-believers is that people are just coming in to get a recommendation so they can get high, which is just not the case. All the people I see have really serious health issues. So, being referred through a head shop, so to speak, I don't know if that's the best way to access the system. I would look for a physician, an MD or DO, hear some naturopaths do it, who specializes in cannabis recommendations, and usually those individuals will have some good experience with and ideas about what would be best for the given patient. There's about, I don't know how many states. There's quite a few states now starting to have medical marijuana laws. There's about 19 now. Maybe more than that. And I know it's up for a vote in Florida. It has been on the docket in Tennessee. In fact, the governor in Tennessee just signed a bill legalizing commercial hemp production, which is a good step in the right direction. So this is a way in which breaking across the country it can be a huge help for many people.
Well, the question I have for you is, what advice could you give me in regarding the medical or the use of medical marijuana in the treatment of glaucoma?
If I had such a patient here, I would encourage them to use high CBD products, whether it's a plant strain that has more CBD, or even better, you can now purchase commercial pure CBD products that will be no protective, no regenerative, they have no THC, so there's no high associated with it. And the patient can use these and function. It won't interfere with driving or meditation or anything. And I have a bunch of people using these for everything from seizure disorders to migraine headaches to chronic musculoskeletal pain. To PTSD, and by keeping the CBD levels up, this seems to help balance out this autonomic nervous system that we're talking about before. So I see that as a potential real boon for glaucoma patients. So the problem is that, like so much of this, we don't have any good studies that we can take to our colleagues and convince them. What I run into over and over again on everything is, oh, we only practice evidence-based medicine. Well, if you ever stop and look at the evidence with a site, usually the studies are corrupt, they're paid for by big pharma, they're poorly done, on and on. And what we need is some serious objectivism in the field.
Yeah, I agree with you. Evidence-based medicine is really limiting our profession. I think, most of the great advances in medicine have occurred by individual practitioners making an observation.
I agree, yeah. And historically, that's been the case. I used to be a cataract surgeon. You did too. And, think about Harold Ridley, the father of implants, One guy really, really precipitated that. Of course, he caught hell for it for years. And now that everybody does it.
Yeah, well, I'm happy to hear that the state of Florida might be legalizing medical use of marijuana since, my primary practice is in Florida. We have a wellness center because, as you know, glaucoma is one disease where many of these people really need help. They're taking so many toxic petrochemical eye drops that may lower the pressure a little bit, but many of them don't have some of the positive medicinal values, like you mentioned, the neuroprotective effect and the regenerative effects, which...
Right.
Yeah, that's what we need to do. And the other, I believe that glaucoma is a disease of the autonomic nervous system.
Mm-hmm.
And I think one of the things that is to balance the autonomic nervous system, because I see that with light therapy and with microcurrent. So if we have another tool that can help these folks, I'm all for it.
As it becomes legal in more and more states, the opportunity is going to come to begin to use this tool and help patients. And I'm excited that Florida may approve this. Right now the reports are about 80% positive in favor of it, so we shall see. See what happens.
Yeah. Well, I'm really grateful that you've taken some time to
cut
the vision. And if folks do want to get in touch with you, would you mind sharing some of your contact information if there's some additional questions?
No, that's fine. Probably the best way would be my email address. And it's very simple. It's just rdotson, rdotson, @ tds.net. R. Dotson @ tds.net.
And the listeners out there, you can always give my office a call at 800-430-9328. And as a board-certified ophthalmologist and also a homeopathic doctor, I am looking for the best way and the safest way to help you with your health problems. And if medical marijuana can do that, we have to explore that. And I think Dr. Dotson made a lot of really good points. And I think you've convinced me to revisit this whole issue with medical marijuana and make it part of my practice in helping patients with glaucoma.
Yes.
So thanks again for joining me, folks. You're listening to Healthy Vision. I'm here every Sunday evening. And next week, Sunday evening, we're going to be talking about the dangers of smart meters. And they may have a relationship with macular degeneration and retinal wrinkling. So join me next Sunday.
Thank you. Dr. Condrat for a personal consultation. Dr. Condrat is a leading alternative eye doctor, author of three best-selling books, and host of Healthy Vision Talk Radio. Call for your personal consultation with Dr. Condrat to learn what alternative therapies can help you. Take this important step today to improve your vision. Call 1-800-430-9328. That number again, 1-800-430-9328.
America is truly exceptional, and she deserves to be defended in the face of a rogue and runaway government. As respecters of freedom, we must commit to raising the banner of freedom for all to see. Hi, this is Shane Krauser, the director of the American Academy for Constitutional Education. Inspire your group and give them the tools and education to move this message forward. Schedule us to speak at your next event by visiting us at AAFCE.com. America's best days are yet to come. That's AAFCE.com.